This is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Hi, everybody. We're here again, and today is June 1st, 2012. So I guess we're kind of half over the year here, I guess, since we're in June. Not quite half, I guess. Maybe the 15th would be half over, huh? So let's see here. Anybody out there have any questions on the fast chat we can address tonight? And what we could do is a emotional trauma clearing for people. If you have any trauma that's happened to you recently, here we go. So let's get rid of some of that trauma. One, think of it naturally. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's get rid of another trauma that you may have had. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, oh boy, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. We'll see if Carrie's out there, if we need to do anything else. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Ron. Excuse me. So, yeah, hi, and welcome, everybody. So it is June 1st, amazing as that is, 2012, and we're on Station 2 tonight. Paranormal Friday, so if you have a weird and wonderful thing that you want to find out about, type that into the fast chat if you have any other questions, too. And a couple of people, Ron, are mentioning the entity call this evening. Sounds like it was a good one. Richard's saying, depression, entities heavy, and really glad to get those off on the call.
Yeah, that's always good to get those things off of us, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and Liz, I know Liz was saying something that I can't find right now about the call, too, so it sounds like you had a good one today. And then Cindy is asking if everybody got the email about the June intensives, which are coming up in not too many days, and I'm just scrolling down in here to get mine up. It went out today, I noticed. And let's have a look. So this is the June 2012 Physical Body Rejuvenation Intensive. So they start on Saturday the 9th for 4 hours for on in the afternoon there, 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern, and then the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th are the 8-hour Sundays that start at 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern. So those are coming up. And what else? Let's have a look, Ron. I'm not seeing any questions. I'm just refreshing the fast chat here. Scanning, scanning, scanning. I'm not seeing any questions yet. Mike P. is saying, oh, he sometimes forgets the... Yeah, somebody was saying that they have been doing a shrink wrap. Oh, Liz, that's what Liz was saying. Shrink wrap has been helping a lot lately, so that's good to hear. Kind of have to get in the swing of remembering to do that. I have a little sticky on my front door now that I see when I go out to remind me to do it when I leave the house, and I also have one on my steering wheel in the car to remind me to do it when I get out, you know, and go in a store or whatever. Once you get in the habit, kind of can abandon your post-its in those various places, but good to hear that you guys are doing it. So let's have a look here. Yeah, I'm not seeing any other questions, so... while we're waiting for those, Ron, what would you like to do? Let's see, it's Friday. It's the end of the week. Probably everyone's relieved.
Well, we could do entities. Remember, those can come in and cause havoc with people. So So let's do...
Oh, they're awesome requests.
Body entities. And you might want to just focus on somebody that you know that maybe bugs you. Maybe they're sending over their entities to you. So let's see what happens. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, oh boy, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, getting heavy, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Boy. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what that does for everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Michaela is saying she lives in East Texas and there are so many chemtrails, more than usual. Do you know why?
Boy, not really, no. Maybe coming to be summertime, possibly. And they're putting them in the sky because of, you know, the reason typically would be having a lot of radiation from the sun coming down, infrared radiation or whatever it would be. So very possibly that's what they are attempting to do, and they're doing it. So that's probably what you're perceiving. As far as anything else, I don't really have a clue, unfortunately. But we have some good news, is that you may want to go on and do, this may sound a little different, but do that 2,000 Year of Darkness clearing. If you haven't done it yet, it's free. And that may bring more energy into your body, because you're getting rid of the stuff that you are trying to get rid of. You're trying to release yourself out of the past, put it that way. And by doing that clearing, maybe it might also get rid of some of those nano critters. So I wanted to add that to augment the other clearing that we have, because very possibly that could also be a situation too. So, Carrie, back to you. Maybe we can talk about the new clearing that just went up shortly here.
Okay. Yeah, I'll pull that up in just a sec. So, Robert was just wondering what kinds of entities got removed on the call this evening. I don't know if you remember, Ron.
Boy, I think I tore the paper up.
Yeah, okay. So if any of you are on the call and you want to type it in for Robert, go ahead. Michael is asking if death is unnatural.
In light it is, yes. Uh-huh. But yes, you are correct. Which could be why people, you know, may be afraid of dying. Although, you know, I think people are mainly afraid of dying because they don't know where they're going to. But and if you have the carryover of your spirit not knowing any of that, because nothing dies in light. And so from that, when you find out that you're going to be dying, maybe your spirit is very fearful because it doesn't know what it is and it's being told that it's going to die. So that's another way of looking at it. Back to you, yeah. Carrie.
Okay. And let's see. Marie was reminding people to remember to do the new Earth transfer clearing after your other clearings that you are doing, unless they're live with Ron on the radio here or on one of the conference calls or on the intensives. You do need to put those into the New Earth Transfer Clearing, which is right now, I think it's still listed at the price of one penny. So basically it's free, and then you'll get the codes and then just keep using those. You don't have to keep paying a penny every time you do a transfer. So when you have done any of the clearings that are online and not live with Ron, do the New Earth Transfer. So thanks for the reminder. We haven't spoken about that in a little while. So let's see. We had A is asking, can I have a healing for a headache?
Okay, see what we can do here. So, one. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Oh boy, nine and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So just see how that feels for you there. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm just pulling up the nano clearing here. So this is the one that it's called the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. It just went up not too many days ago. It's $25 for 1 month or $50 for the unlimited, and Ron is recommending the unlimited if you can get that. Excuse me. And it is formatted quite similarly to the 2000-year barcode clearing that Ron was just mentioning, except that the first 200 years from now, going back in time 200 years, is divided by decade. So all told, there are 41 drop-down boxes, so a bunch of centuries and a bunch of decades. So you put your name in, and step one is working through those drop-down boxes, and then step two is spirit integration. The timer right now is set at 15 minutes per section on both step one and step two. And Ron, you were saying earlier in the week, for anyone that wasn't listening, I think it was earlier this week, that you're recommending that we do each stage of the drop-down boxes 12 times.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. And then would that mean 12 times for the spirit integration portion as well?
You could do that less, maybe do that after your, maybe a couple of hours or so.
Okay. Or you could have a second window open, which is what I'm doing, and have them next to each other so that you have that running constantly. I'm doing it that way myself. And the link, there's a new link that's been put up, because in the text recommends that you do the auric field protection clearing. So the link has been added to that web page, that clearing page now. It wasn't when it first went up, but it is up there now. I'm looking at it. You hit that link and it'll take you to the auric field protection clearing. So at what point, Ron, do we do that? Oh, when we have a beep.
Okay, we'll get the beep first here.
Yeah. So, hi, who's on the line?
Shelly, how are you this evening?
Good, how are you? Did you say Shelly?
Yes, I did.
Hi. Do you have a question for Ron?
Hi. Pardon?
You have a question for Ron or something?
Yes, I do.
To share? Okay.
Well, actually, I'm wondering if I can get a healing. I'm not sure why, but my left eyelid has been twitching for about 2 weeks. And I'm wondering if you can find out why and clear it.
Hmm. Well, let's first go to alien critters, okay?
Okay.
So let's do one that could be attached to your eye. So here we go. Is it left or right eye?
Left.
Left, okay. So here we go. Trying to see what could possibly do that, but we'll just do a clearing here to see what happens.
Sure.
So working with your eyes. So one, two, oh boy, three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, boy, getting heavy, nine and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine and ten, and one, two, three, four, Wow, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Getting heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how's your eyes feeling now? Any changes?
My whole head feels a lot lighter.
Okay, so I'll work on heads now. So here we go, Shelley. And this also works for people listening, too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how's that feeling?
A lot better.
We want to do that
much
alien
lighter.
Attack page.
I think I need to.
Yeah,
I was wondering
which is my next clearing that
I should do.
Yeah, I do it for a month, and that was parasitic life forms. There's a bunch of other things on there, too. It's a very, I don't know if I should use the word complex, but it is a lot of stuff there. And so, you know, can do a lot of benefits.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right, well, thank you for calling. So Larry's asking, who are the nano critters?
Who are what? I don't know.
They're probably not actually critters. They're kind of, they're not a sort of a, well, maybe they are a life form, but they're definitely, I think, a manufactured something or other, right, Ron? They're not maybe.
Yeah, I would think so, and they could also come in the other way too, maybe. But yeah, it's some type of artificial intelligent energy, and yeah, it's very possible it could also be something right along with them, unfortunately, to cause problems too. So you never know. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Shannon is wondering what clearing you would recommend if you're receiving psychic attacks from an unknown source.
Hmm. Boy. All that I have is those two main ones up. The, Dark Side Practitioner. And, you know, that's the Dark Side Practitioner is anybody who is thinking of you with ill thoughts, okay? That's a, you know, that could be you know, the person that maybe you ran in front of on the freeway or something, you know, or you know, cut them off or whatever by accident. Then they get upset with you. That would be considered that a dark side practitioner sending you bad stuff. Somebody who's practicing that maybe getting paid to send you bad vibes. That's another possibility. And, you know, the other one is the hexes, recursive hexes spell. So I don't have anything else, I don't think, up that might do any more than that. Do you have any ideas, Carrie?
No, I mean, if it's an unknown, I don't know, maybe the cording might help, but if you put unknown in there. Let's see, what else? Or it field protection might help. The chakra alignment, closing those might help. But specifically for an unknown source psychic attack, I don't know. Those are the ones that would that I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Might help, but mainly what you're saying, because you can put unknown in the dark side practitioner clearing.
Uh-huh.
And I think we had another beep. So, Shannon, I hope that's helpful. And is somebody on the line?
Yeah. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. Quite a couple of paranormal things, as usual.
Okay.
The first is a quick one. It's just last night again. It was pretty late, and I got up to use the bathroom, and I was in there, and I just, like, was looking at the space around me, and it was, like, kind of like a scene from a movie, The Matrix, where, like, the whole space just sort of, like, wobbles. And it was, like, that was happening right in front of me, like, everything on the little, like, vanity table just looked like it was, like, waving, like an S form. So it's kind of interesting and unusual. And then just wanted to give you an update with my brother, who recently had an abduction experience, and he's actually not in the hospital anymore.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's really good. He's doing better. He's still not 100% yet. But he described the alien race that he encountered when he was in the Beyondo. And he said it was a humanoid race that was blue with three eyes. And one eye was in the center of the forehead. And he said that they had a symbol that was a triangle with a line dividing it in half with a circle. And then there was an eye in the middle of that. So I didn't know if maybe it was something that you guys had heard of before. Maybe I could timeline crash it. He also said a couple of things about seeing several different networks. Like, one was, like, a government network that was, like, blue and linear, and then a green one. It was kind of vague to me. And then he also mentioned, like, there was a part where he saw humans being grown and collected like chickens, and that they, I'm not sure what they refers to, probably some form of alien, like they would chop off pieces of their spirits as they needed them, which I thought was really interesting because he's never listened to Creation Lightship before, and he doesn't really know, like, what, I don't know where all this is coming from, but it was really interesting knowing, like, what I know from listening to Ron and the show, and, like, then talking with him, who, yeah, he didn't have any idea about this, so it was, like, interesting to hear somebody who experienced it firsthand. And just, like, a couple of other interesting things, like, when I went to visit him in the hospital last month, he was, like, thinking, he kept saying, like, it felt like 1961, and he was, like, reading about, like, the Kennedys and the Kennedy assassination, and he's like, everything in here feels like the 60s, and he repeated that several times, so I think there was some sort of, like, timeline play going on there with the, you know, programming. Maybe they were sending back clones of him from the past or the future. I don't know. It was really all pretty interesting stuff, so I just thought I'd share and see if you guys had any input on that.
Boy. Not that I could talk about.
Yeah.
It feels it's quite something what you're talking about, and I can see a lot of that stuff there. So.
You see the blue guys?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Uh huh. I definitely see that, and I do see the eye appears to be smaller, the one in the center of the forehead. A little bit smaller than the other two, but yeah, they are kind of humanoid looking. Very interesting. So
Liz was wondering if she should timeline crash that?
Yes, I would probably timeline crash that energy, definitely.
Okay, and I should just put, like, blue humanoid unknown race or just unknown race?
Any of that would work. Any of that would be fine.
Okay.
And the one thing, so once you go on there, it'll start to crash it.
Yeah. The one thing that I was wondering about it was, is it like he still seems to be a little, like, disoriented from what happened? Like, he's not, I mean, he's functioning, but I can kind of tell, like, he's still really manic and seems really, like, jumpy and a little bit, like, he's caffeinated all the time, and I don't know if that's because he's, like, like still trying to figure out what happened, or yeah, like is there anything that I could do besides the timeline crashing that maybe would relieve some of the physical effects?
Yeah, anything you do is going to help them, whatever you do there. I think maybe if you even talk to them, so he could talk more about the experience, it might also help him out to get more spirit infusion, because I think maybe his spirit isn't exactly along for the ride on this one, and it's kind of afraid a little bit, and so you want to get...
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah, you want to get a spirit back into him, and just by talking to him should help out quite a bit, I think.
Yeah, I don't even think it's there, Ron.
Yeah. Let me, we'll do a special clearing here for spirit infusion right now. So here we go.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, so this is for everybody listening. 1, 2, 3, getting heavy, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Boy, it lot of stuff there. A lot of stuff from what he's connected with, and also from some of the people. I'm feeling a lot of energy that they got connected with from other people, too. You know, we just did a clearing of spirit infusion. That's why I'm feeling all these energies here. Very interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was feeling a lot of, like, anxiety and kind of fear.
Yes, uh-huh. And that's, for him, that's going to be pretty normal, I think, you know. For what he went through, but I think he's going to be able to work his way out of it. And hopefully.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll keep talking to him, and I'll see what else I can pick up, and maybe it'll be useful for other people who have had similar experiences, and so everyone won't think that they're crazy, too.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, well, thanks, Ron and Carrie, and thanks, everybody, for listening and asking, and I really appreciate your support.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Liz.
Okay. You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. Tough situation.
Yeah.
So let's have a look here. Robert is asking, are ghosts mostly dead people? How does that work, and where do they go?
Okay. Yeah, a ghost is the emotional body of somebody who died. So, in a sense, if that emotional body could materialize a physical body, it would look physical. So, it's actually an emotional body that you can't see. That's invisible. And it has the complete memory of the lifetimes that its body hopped into from different people. Remember, it doesn't necessarily have to be brand new right now. It could be, you know, very, 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 very old. And stating that, it's very possible that this entity could, you know, be, you know, 1,000 years old that people see and come into people. So it's a very, you have to be very cautious, and this is why you want to do entity releases from these things. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. excuse me, I think I heard another beep. Do we have another caller?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Heal from New York.
Hi, Heal.
Hi.
Hello. How can we help you today?
I just, oh, definitely you can help me. Tonight, the energies were so strong, and probably when you just said that somebody very old can hop in your body, it just might be the case for me. Just like 5 minutes ago, I felt, I don't know how, I cannot tell you how I felt. I felt like emptied at the solar plexus area. I never felt this way.
Okay, yeah, maybe we're talking about the spirit, maybe not being fully in the body. Part of the spirit jumping out. So we'll do the spirit infusion again here.
Could do a check on me? Because something is not right. Or my spirit is not entirely in my body. That's one thing. And second thing, I have my aunt just died last night. And
it's
a possibility
okay.
that her emotional body is hovering, or it's a far away, I'm not where she's at. But probably the distance has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, more than likely the ghost energy from that lady from you right now, and just see if your spirit pops back in again. Remember, the emotional body is much stronger than the spirit. So it can actually put
yes,
your spirit
uh-huh.
out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And actually, today, talking about her, I wasn't feeling good, but now she just showed up in my awareness and, like, you know, childhood stuff and all that. And all of a sudden, I felt, but very exact, suddenly, I felt emptied and like, I don't know, like on the verge of a heart attack or something.
Yeah,
for example, my knees.
You know,
my knees and my knee area, that I look purple. What is that? Can you check?
The emotional body came into you.
Uh-huh.
So Ron's going to release that for you.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
Okay, so here we go.
Huh?
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready, as ever been.
Okay, so... 1, 2, 3, this will work for everybody else, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And so we can get a little bit more of it out here. Still hanging in pretty good here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that feels a little better to me. I don't know if it's completely disattached from you, but it does feel better.
I don't think it's completely detached, but the feeling that you sense my voice is like I'm afraid of something, which I'm not. It's not. It's just a body thing. My body is going through stuff. So
yeah, your body
what happens
is experiencing
now,
what the emotional body was in that person. So you actually have, in a sense, what you have right now is her complete download of her lifetime with you. And so you could be feeling energies that could make you feel kind of weird or strange.
Yes,
because you're actually having her emotional body in you, which can transfer physical illnesses. It can transfer all kinds of weird things, you know, into your body. So
uh-huh.
Do you have any ideas? Also, Carrie, what we could talk about?
Well, there, of course, is the deceased loved one clearing that probably would be great for you to do. And then I would wander around doing buckets and buckets if I now increase my life force energy to get your spirit in, and that might help push it out.
If
you're feeling fear, you're probably feeling the fear around her own fear around dying, I would think.
Oh, okay. She died already.
Right,
but
she brought that fear into you
via
her emotional body.
Oh, I see. She died last night, actually. She's at the chapel, so right now I'm just curious what happens. So the emotional body travels around and goes to the most compassionate, right? Or
yeah,
whomever she was attached to.
The loved ones and the ones that maybe it liked the most, possibly, or just one that could be, like you said, more compassionate, or just needs the body to go into. But it will go into
okay, she
body
liked me
to,
a lot.
People. So it must have mm-hmm. liked you, so it came into you. Very possibly, it could leave you, but you don't want to have it around here. Like Carrie said, you want to do the deceased loved one's emotional body clearing. That way it'll be off plan.
Absolutely.
You know, it'll take it back again. Otherwise, it'll be going.
So, what clearing should I do right away?
It's on the website. It's under deceased loved ones. There's two clearings: one for the spirit, and one's for the emotional body. Right now, you want to get rid of the emotional body one. What it'll do?
Okay.
It'll come into everybody at the funeral, make them sob, cry, carry on. You know, and because it doesn't have a body to go into, and it's seeing its own body dead. And
uh-huh,
that's why you
uh-huh.
want to get rid of that emotional body. Very, very beneficial. Plus, if it's
yeah,
with you,
I understand that, and I agree. Oh, my voice just changed. I'm on the ground because I wasn't feeling like I'm walking. I was like not here, not even 30%.
Yeah, more than likely, yeah. So it was doing some damage to you because remember when the body physically dies, whatever it died of, that's in that emotional body. So, for instance,
uh-huh.
we'll say the person, hypothetically, we'll say they have a lung cancer and they had a hard time breathing. So if that emotional body comes into you, you're going to have a hard time breathing, and it can start to imprint cancer into your lungs. So that's why you want to get rid of those emotional bodies. That's one of the main reasons, because it can infect hundreds of people.
I don't know, but people are asking me, and I myself would like to know more about what happens when people die. I mean, for us, the rest of the family. So what exactly the steps that we need to take when that happens right away or before that would be good?
The two main clearings that I put up for people, one is to get the spirit out of here so it won't be, put through the hoops like everybody else here has done. So you get the spirit out of here. That's the first thing. You want to get the spirit out so that it will not go through the forced reincarnation cycle. So that's one thing. The second one is that emotional body, man, that is bad news. So you want to get those things out of here. Otherwise, you're going to be body hopping into hundreds of people, maybe thousands that may hang out in the hospital causing harm that the person died in a hospital, and it'll go into people with a similar problem that the person maybe died of. So you want to get that emotional body out so you can have peace. It'll come and haunt you for your whole lifetime if it likes you. And it'll bring all the addictions that the person had from them to you. So that emotional body is one that you definitely want to get rid of.
And
those are the two main
clearings
that I have to help people, to get them out, to help yourself and other people in your family to get rid of them, because you want to get rid of these energies.
You mean the deceased one, or is another clearing?
I think they're $50 a piece to do, and just go in there and first do the emotional one, and then maybe after that you could do the spirit, but the emotional one is going to give you the most havoc. Because it is going to be body hopping through people. The spirit normally does not do that. It'll just kind of watch outside of people, but it won't come into a body. So it can't do that because it can't come into the body because it has no frequency to come into it with. But the emotional one will. So that's what I would suggest doing. And your family members will be much better.
You have helped me with my, in the family, I had a case of a stroke, and I called you from the hospital. This was 2 or 3 years ago, and the first thing you said, there is a problem, the person has less than 30% of his spirit energy in him, and you've done a healing on the spot, and the person got out of the hospital, recovered. The stroke was pretty severe. And he's okay to this day, 3 years later. No side effect.
That's so wonderful.
People should know that light beams are at work.
Yep, yep.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, thanks for calling. Good luck with those two clearings. Maybe you can come on in a little while if you do them and let us know that everything got better for you. So thanks for calling. And then David has a question, Ron, that kind of goes with this, and he's asking, does the deceased loved one's clearing work for all of my loved ones that have died? Will it work for anyone that we've known that's died?
Well, yes, it definitely will. And like I said, the major one that you want to do is the emotional body. Now, from there, if a person died, normally the spirit gets stuck into the reincarnation process maybe a month or two after the person, you know, no longer is living.
Right.
So if you don't get that spirit within that amount of time, then it will be in that reincarnation process just like everybody else here. So if somebody dies recently, you know, then I would say, you know, do that spirit healing, because it'll get the spirit out of here. Instead of going into the light of the darkness, it'll be taken to the light. And you have maybe up to 2 months to do that. I would say a month for sure. So the spirit normally hangs around for at least that amount of time. Some can be a little bit longer, but the main thing that causes havoc is the emotional body, and the darkness doesn't really do anything to the emotional body because it's already here causing everybody problems, and that's what they want to do, so they don't mind if it body hops into people to cause problems. And naturally, the emotional body is still full of addictions and stuff like that, and the dark side just loves that. So they're not really going to be affecting or wanting to control or come to anything with the emotional body. They just want it to be here. And that's the way it works. The more that you're going to have problems with that emotional body coming into people, sharing their addictions, the dark side loves that. So they're not really going to take that emotional body and put it into, you know, some type of healing mechanism, you know, that they have to reincarnate it. It's already stuck here, and they love it. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and then Janice had a question that kind of goes with this theme, too, and she was asking if entities can come to you over the phone.
Can they travel down a phone line? Yes, over the phone, over emails, yeah. So sometimes people have, you know, they read an email and they feel kind of weird. That can happen. Entities can come through that. They can come through, you know, many, many things. So, yes, over the phone, of course. When somebody's talking to you, they can body hop. They may like you and leave that person. And then if they want to get an argument with you over the phone, then that'll jump back into the other person. It'll go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And unfortunately, that's the way it is. So, yeah, that they can come into that, and they can also just show up into emails, you know. If you have an email that comes across, and or you go to a website and you see some weird stuff on it or whatever, you know, you feel something happening, yep, entities can come right across the text and pictures and everything else. So you want to be very careful. And you all know that you've probably been on websites where they felt kind of icky. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you didn't want to go back to that website. And that's because there's energies there that is and could harm you. So that's what you want to do, is be very careful wherever you go to on different websites, because the energies are there. Remember, the dark side can use any type of energy that it chooses to, along, you know, and connected to words. So if you start reading something from a website and you get kind of emotional with it, then all of a sudden those words can actually hook you up to an energy that you don't want to be hooked up to. And remember, that's how they come across, is when you get your heart opened up, then all of a sudden, zap, there you go, and then they're going to attach to you. So that's kind of the way it works. Once you get your heart opened up a little bit, then they'll come through. That's why you want to be very careful when you go into websites or somebody calls your phone. Like I said, you could take maybe a cloth or a paper towel a little bit and have it wet and put it over your speakerphone. That could help you somewhat to get rid of some of the negative energy coming across. But the main thing is just to be aware that it can happen. Anything else you may want to add, Carrie?
Well, I was just wondering if it's over the phone, are they traveling down the energetic cording between the two people, or are they using the phone line? I mean, is it?
They would not be using the phone line.
Right.
So the consciousness of one person to the next.
And then on an email, that would be the same thing, too, because you're connecting with that person with your thoughts when you're reading an email from them. And then what about a website where you don't know the person who made the website?
It all depends what's in there, you know, what they're talking about and stuff. And if it's going to be, something that's negative or, you know, it's hard to say if what you're reading on a website is negative at that moment. You know, what is the website promoting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole thing, is you have to look at it to see what's on there. Now, let's say you go to a website and they're talking about some type of health food, okay? So you're reading all this stuff about health food. Well, what's going to happen when you get off that website? Are you corded to the website, so you need to buy that product from that company? Did entities come in because they want to have you buy the product so they can eat it? You know, there's all different things that can go on. Are you reading something about sci-fi or something like that, and things come across, you know, these things come across movies? Yeah, we have a media clearing. So if you go see a movie or a DVD or something, is that going to have entities that could attach to you? Yes, very possibly. So, anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Marcy's just asking if it would help to do I'm assuming, Marcy, you're talking about the deceased loved ones clearing 9 years after somebody has died. So Ron is saying that won't help the spirit of the person because they'll have left. They'll probably have, at that point, been incarnated into another body, but you can do it at any point for the emotional body, because unless that's been cleared, they're probably still hopping all over the place. Right, Ron?
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going back a little bit to a question Michael had, and he is wondering, if dreams are abductions, then why... he's wondering why he finds himself, his dreams, enjoyable.
That's a good one. Remember, they have to use an emotion through dreams. So you could have a bad dream or a good dream. It's still going to be emotional. So emotion is how they connect to you. And that's probably the answer that I could give you. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's still emotion. And, yes, that would be an abduction process once they take you up and you have a timeline that you're viewing a dream on. Remember, all a dream is a viewing of that particular dream that gets brought back here. It's like a bleed-through. And so instantly you're having another experience of life, and you only get part of it. Remember, the dreams don't last that long. So just think of what happened before the dream and after the dream. So that could probably get a little weird thinking about that, you know, but where are you when you're not here? Probably the main question that nobody has an answer to. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. And then so Matt is wondering whether ghosts or emotional bodies are sad from the body being dead, so they're looking for
that's why people cry at funerals. They'll go from body to body to body and, you know, use that person to cry through. Yes, uh-huh. And plus, you know, let's say they have, maybe they like to play cards, you know, once a night, or go out, you know, drinking with their buddies, or whatever they do, you know. The emotional body has all that stored inside of it. And how's it going to do anything, you know, when that body is no longer there? So that's why you get addictions from entities. So, yes, it is very, very, very sad. Uh-huh. Back to you, Carrie.
Pretty miserable existence, being a ghost.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like constant torment, I would think.
Yeah, that is true. Uh-huh. And then it's trying to always find, you know, a new owner that would treat it right, according to its desires.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, just think if a person is there, right, and maybe they're a dog lover, right, and they maybe raise dogs and they love dogs. The emotional body has that energy of loving dogs. All of a sudden, the person dies, and the owner now can't find a dog lover. You know, that's pretty, it would be pretty awful, you know. And so it's going to be very, very sad, and it may go into a person that maybe has a dog or two, because maybe it's the same type of dog that the owner maybe raised, will say, okay. Mm-hmm. And then from there, maybe that person treats the dog cruelly. And that emotional body now is upset because it's not, you know, treating the dog the way it knows it needs to be treated. So, yeah, the emotional body can have a big influence, you know, on a lot of stuff. And that's why they come with addictions, because they want to experience their particular life, which would have those addictions in it, or talents, or whatever you want to use the words on there. And all of a sudden you find yourself doing strange things. Maybe, you know, you get an entity, emotional body, that comes into you that likes to watch TV at 1 o'clock in the morning. So all of a sudden you're sleeping fine. This thing came into you that during that day because you were out doing something that you normally don't do, but this thing hopped into you. And all of a sudden you wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and you want to put the TV on. You go, what's this here? You know, I have to go to work the next day. And, but it's watching TV, then it gets the munchies and everything else going on there, you know, and all of a sudden you're on the seafood diet, you know. And all of a sudden you're eating all this food at night, wondering what the heck happened to you. And that's the way the entities work. So, yeah, the entities could be very, very, very sad, unfortunately. Boy. Yeah.
Yeah, so doing this clearing for someone that you know that has died is going to bring them an end to that suffering. So that's another motivation. You know, if it's somebody that you cared about, there is a consciousness in that emotional body that is probably having a rotten time, so you will alleviate that from them.
Yep.
So, let's see, I have almost 54. Marcy has a question. I know this was brought up the other day, but I don't remember what you said, Ron. Why do some people recall their dreams and others don't? I can't remember what you said.
Yeah,
I remember mentioning that my dad never, 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 never used to remember dreams.
Yeah, and nothing's wrong with that if you don't have it. I don't know what the exact answer would be. Because some people can experience them, other people can't. So it's not that it's something that's bad that you're not experiencing it. It's probably maybe a good thing if you don't have that bleed over of it. So, you know, you're probably less traumatized that way. Yeah, it can be very bad, you know, if you do start seeing all your dreams. You know, just think if you saw 1,000 a night.
Oh.
Well, that would be quite something, you know.
That would be exhausting.
Yeah. So, I guess back to you, Carrie.
All right.
You probably call it quits here. So, yeah, you want to just be careful on how people connect with you. You know, like, you know, a telephone conversation, you can have entities jump you. They can jump you from websites. Anybody on TV, they can jump you on, watching a DVD or something. So all that stuff is a possibility. And so, you know, that's kind of how you have to look at it to help yourself out to protect yourself, what do? You just do the shrink wrap. That's probably the best thing to do at first. And then get more of your spirit with you. Remember, if your spirit isn't home, who is? And it'll be them. So, you know, you want to be very careful. So I guess that's about it, isn't it, Carrie?
Yep. I have almost 56. So
okay.
Probably not long enough to, I'm not really seeing any other questions that are quick answers. So the next show is tomorrow night, Saturday night, live on the Light Ship. That'll be on Station 2 here on BBS. Oh, that's my call waiting, not a call coming in. So, yeah. So, unless you have anything else to add, Ron, I think I'll say good night.
Okay, same here. Uh-huh. That's
all right.
Correct, yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, everybody, and for your questions.
We'll see you all later. So, blessings, and have a good evening, everyone.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Carrie.